time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Walt Warren is on the phone from Wheeling, West Virginia. Walt, welcome to PT.
Well, thank you so much, Fred. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, so glad to have you. Walt, tell me about your musical background.
Well, I fell in love with classical music in high school. I was a trumpet major in college, and I got my undergraduate degree and master's degrees in music education. I tried high school band directing for a couple of years and failed miserably at it, but then I got my true calling, which was teaching general music kindergarten through eighth in Martins Ferry, Ohio. And I did that for 27 years until I retired in 2015.
And that's such important work. Thanks for bringing music to the next generation. I love that you did that. And you were also a classical music radio host, right?
At one point, yes, during my undergrad years at West Virginia University. I have a great face for radio, not a very good voice for radio.
So you know all about how this works. Okay, so if I do anything wrong, please feel free to correct me, okay?
What are you going to do wrong? You never do anything wrong,
Oh,
child.
You never know. You never know. Anything can happen. Walt, Bruce is standing by. He's at the piano. He's ready to play for you. Your job will be, of course, to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Here's Bruce Adolph with this week's Piano Puzzler.
That was a big one. I have to say, it was one of the biggest puzzlers in a long time.
Here's the words I wrote down. Big, lush, dense, and intense.
Mm.
Now I got to figure out who fits that category in the way of the style.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to play the very opening phrase. Because that already is somebody.
I want to go 20th century.
Okay.
I want to go Debussy.
Now you're as close as you can possibly get, because it could be Debussy in a way, but some of the piano writing is closer to somebody else.
Ravel.
Yes.
Maurice Ravel.
Yes, yes. Now, I mean, harmonically, Ravel and Debussy were very close in certain ways, but especially this moment, which is my favorite. Because this chord, it's not that other people didn't use it, but he used it so much, and I used it a few times, that Messiaen called it the Ravel chord.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. So we're in the style of Maurice Ravel, the great French composer of the early 20th century. We're still missing the tune that was hidden in there. Walt, any thoughts about that?
Well, I got some little motives in there. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Can we hear it again? And Bruce, maybe bring out the melody a little bit.
I will. I have to say this one is slightly different than many puzzlers because it doesn't come out of the pop music world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Adolf, you devil. Is it Polovitz who dances?
No, but that doesn't make me not a devil.
Yeah, the one tune from Polovitz and Dances that became Stranger in Paradise. I was hearing some of that in there.
Oh, that's wild. Well, you know, it's amazing. There aren't that many notes in the world, and these tunes all start to, especially if you get involved with these puzzlers, they can really all twine themselves around each other.
Is it a tune from the world of classical music?
It is, but it's an opera aria that is quite well known.
It's Puccini.
It is Puccini, absolutely.
Is it from La Boheme?
Madame Butterfly?
No, Fred actually got it.
La Boheme.
It is from La Boheme.
Oh, sorry.
So Mimi is singing.
Correct.
She has tuberculosis.
You think that's going to help?
Oh, man. I really ought to know this, and I'm not able...
You think you would know that
I'm not
the
able
Italian
to name, it.
Name of it?
Okay. I ought to be able to.
Okay, I'll give you one more hint. The title of it is the opening line.
Three Blind Mice. Oh... Thanks for laughing, teammate. All right, Bruce, I think you're just, you might have to just give it to us.
Well, I'll give you one syllable. Quando men vo. Now, who's going to know that? Only,
quando
I think,
men vo.
Mostly all the sopranos out there are just saying, I knew it.
All right, Quando Menvo, the great aria from La Boheme, from Puccini's La Boheme.
Well, you did both sing along, so you know.
Yeah, yeah. Rewritten in the style of Maurice Ravel, the great French composer. Wow.
It's a pretty crazy thing to do, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, Walt, well done. How do you hear the piano puzzler when you're not on the show?
WVNP Wheeling, one of the stations in the West Virginia Public Broadcasting Network.
Walt Warren, thanks so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Oh, Fred and Bruce, thank you. It's been a great deal of fun.
Oh, so glad you had a good time with that. And Bruce, let's have some fun when we do it again next week.
Absolutely. Bye, Fred.